This week will be jam-packed with great saints, and Saint Dominic will be the first saints to go on Monday, huh? And I grew up in Vietnam going to a Dominican church, so I see all of the priests dressed in their Dominican habits, huh? Wonderful reminder of great preachers they are, but they tend to be a little bit more heady on the knowledge side in comparison to like the Redemptorist or the other thing, because they are scholars, right? But that's not who Dominic was, huh? Dominic was a very unique man for his time. So let us study church history a little bit, right? The Benedictine lived a life of monastic rule, stability, ora et labora, to pray and to work. However, by the time when Dominic was alive, a lot of the Benedictine abbeys become a breeding ground for all of the wealthy and the richest. Because you have to remember, the first son get all the secular inheritance. The second son is oftentimes being pushed into the church so that the rich and the powerful family will secure both ecclesiastical power and secular powers. And then they would marry off the remaining children so that they can tie into the political and powerful families of the days, right? And those who didn't want to get married end up in these Benedictine monasteries and abbeys. But instead of following the vows of poverty, they didn't. They have servants whom they brought from the secular side into the abbey. They were living a lavish life that was scandalous to a lot of people. And Dominic saw that. So he founded an order that began what we would call the mendicant movement, meaning they have to beg for their food. They have to rely on the goodness of the Lord and people's generosity. Dominicans have to beg for their food, just like Franciscans. That's why oftentimes during that time, you will see Dominic being portrayed on one side and Francis being portrayed on the other side. And both of them held the foundation of the church up, because they began a new movement, a recall, a conversion, that call those who take the three vows to live the evangelical counsel to be radically trusting in God and people's generosity. Dominic was a great preacher, huh? A great preacher of the gospel, a great preacher not only with words, but with how he lived, by how he trusted in the Lord and how he brought the truth of the gospel to those who were straying away. Huh? And if you ever see a picture portraying St. Dominic, you often see a little dog carrying a torch, right? Well, some said that his mother, when she was bearing him inside her womb, dreamt of a dog carrying a torch that would set the world on fire. Not in an anarchy kind of way, but set the world on fire. That could be one interpretation. The other interpretation is that dog is supposed to be a play on the word, the Latin word, Dominicanis, which means Dominicans. But if you split those two words into two, Domini mean Lord, Canis mean dog. So it's a play of words saying, so Dominic is the hound or the dog of the Lord, doing all his hard work to burn the world and set the world on fire. So today, as we begin this wonderful week, filled with a lot of saintly example, and example that help us to recognize we need to let go of anything that we have built for ourselves as comfort, as somehow make ourselves better than others, to let go of all of that and to trust in God and to rely on His generosity working in and through the people in our very own life.